this really started over the summer, to be honest, Sean. If you remember last spring, the legislature brought up a possible bill about making universities, public universities, smoke-free. And at that time, I think the chancellor said, you know, maybe we should at least look at our current policy because even if this bill does not pass, is it something we need to at least, you know, be ready for on the horizon? And so, you know, she charged the task force this fall to basically review the current smoking and tobacco policy, possibly examine the feasibility of establishing a smoke or tobacco-free campus to, you know, just to get a good feel from our not only our students, staff, and faculty, but even the outside community. We have a lot of people, as you know, come to our campus, whether it's Sangamon Auditorium events, athletic events, or other types of events on this campus to get a feedback, you know, what their thoughts are. There's been no decision made. There's been no charge from the president's office or the board of trustees. This is basically a campus decision, and, you know, we're taking a good look at it.
Let's clarify what the current policy is. I know that you're not allowed to smoke inside a building. So let's say I'm somebody coming to the campus to see an event at Sangamon Auditorium, and I'm a smoker and I want to go outside. Is there a place I need to go? How does that work?
Correct. And on our website, if you just in the search terms, you put smoking policy, you'll come to it. It's rather broad. You know, it basically follows the law. It doesn't say an exact 15 feet away like the Smoke-Free Act does. Mm-hmm. It basically says designated areas and away from entrances to buildings. And there are several designated areas on this campus. If you see the signage, obviously a lot of people see outside the Public Affairs Center or Brookings Library or University Hall. It's rather broad, and it's basically self-policing. You know, at this point in time, we have not heard a lot of pushback on the current policy. But do we get some complaints here and there? Yes, we do. And the campus police may get a call or two, and you know, and they will go and check it out. And usually by that time, the person is either gone or they'll tell the person they need to move a little farther away from the doorway or what have you. And we've really not had anything major. But having said that, you know, there has been you know, some movement across the country with college campuses making that change. And the two U of I campuses are doing that. University of Illinois Chicago went tobacco-free July 1 of this year, and the Urbana campus is going to go smoke-free January 1. So, but once again, it doesn't mean we have to. There is no charge.
We're talking with Derek Schnapp. He's a UIS spokesman, and we're talking about a policy regarding smoking on the campus, a policy that is currently under discussion, should it change. You mentioned, Derek, that other universities, the two other University of Illinois campuses are going this route. What have you seen, though, across the country? Is this something that's getting a lot of attention right now? And is there any way to quantify just how many campuses are also going to do away with smoking entirely?
There are several that have already gone away with smoking and tobacco on their campus completely. And there are some in Illinois. A lot of the public universities in Illinois are basically following the Smoke-Free Act. There are some private universities that have gone completely smoke-free or tobacco-free. Illinois State University, for example, they have some designated areas, but they are calling themselves smoke-free on campus, but there are still some designated areas. And I want to – you know, you brought up the two other campuses, and that is a piece that gets brought up often is the comparison to those two campuses just because they're University of Illinois campuses. You know, the layouts are quite different. You know, Urbana and Chicago have city streets and sidewalks dissecting it throughout campus. And that's one argument we hear from one side of it is, you know, they can still pretty much walk outside of a building, be on a public sidewalk or roadway, and they can have access to their cigarette or tobacco. Here, we don't have that layout. You would pretty much have to go to 11th Street, Toronto Road to do that. And so we're not built the same way. We do not have those public sidewalks and streets that dissect it. So that's something, you know, that obviously we got to take in consideration.
Well, you mentioned that the task force has been working on this. You've had a survey. You've had some meetings of the campus community. Where does this go from here then? It is up to the chancellor, I guess, eventually to make the final call?
Absolutely. The task force is charged to come up with basically a recommendation. They're going to compile the survey results, as you mentioned. We have two more events in mid-December that will be having survey takers from our survey and research office here on campus at Sangamon Auditorium and men and women's basketball game out at track. Both of those events happen in mid-December. We've already done some of that already. As far as also putting it on Sangamon Auditorium newsletters, the online, they also have a survey where they can do it online and access it. So all that, along with input from some forums, and hopefully by end of January, the task force will basically put a recommendation and a report together from the survey, give it to the chancellor, and she'll go from there.
Now, the policy survey, I believe, is done, though. That date has closed.
For our campus, yes.
If somebody still wanted to weigh in on this, though, can they still do that?
Absolutely, they sure can. They can. There's an email called myidea@uis.edu. So you can email that anywhere. That email address stays up year-round. But we are pointing people to that email address. You can still provide input if you can't, make the forms, or if you did make the survey, or you want to add more, information that you want to make sure the task force can see, send it that way.
I have to say, when I first heard about this, the first thing I thought of was people who are here on campus all the time. And then somebody else brought up to me the people that come out for special events. They're not here all that often, but they would be impacted as well. Has there been anything really surprising to you, things that you've heard about that you really hadn't thought that much regarding this policy before this process began?
Actually, good question, because, on this task force, we do have a representative from Sangamon Auditorium, and not just the patrons. But think about the people that come out with the trucks to do the setup work, whether it's bands, events that go on in there. Those people that are workers are so used to sometimes just hopping out of their truck and having a smoke right there at the back loading dock. So, there's a lot of things that you have to think about sometime. Could it hamper or hamper some events coming to our campus, let alone the people themselves coming to an event, the ones that might actually be the event. So, yeah, there are a lot of things that, sometimes people don't look at the full throttle of. So, yes.
Are you getting some response, too, from people who think maybe it's – even people that don't smoke think that maybe it's going a bit too far to try to regulate it that much?
Actually, yes. I mean, even the non-smokers are even, have voiced where you would think they would be all about. But, I guess we'll see with the survey actual results. But some of the early takings from some of these forums, even the students – the other night during their forum discussion, they said a lot of them were non-smokers, but yet they were okay with how things are, or maybe we need to tweak it, or maybe we need to look at the policy. Maybe we need to be a little bit more clear or enforce it better. Yeah, it is kind of surprising. Even the non-smokers have gone a different direction, and even the smokers we have heard said, maybe it is time. Maybe it is time. Maybe this will be the push I need. So we do see both ends of the spectrum.